Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I've been around for 26 years and I know what I'm talking about. Well, let's get started. What is people's big problem? Well, our problem is that we get upset too easily. And when you get upset, whether it's obvious on the outside or whether it's hidden underneath, see, a lot of people walk around and with a smile on their face, but underneath they're upset. And so our problem is that we're reacting to the outside. And by reacting to the outside, not only do we become nervous, anxious, impatient, tense, all those that come from reacting, you see, angry. And then, of course, we get tummy aches and headaches and everything else from being tense and nervous and reactive and irritable and, you know, all of that. But something even worse occurs, and that is that we become separated from our own inner ground of good. You become separated from your own inner ground. And so instead of flowing from within, instead of flowing with wisdom, see, you all know, look, we all know that we should have wisdom, that we should have grace, that we should have patience and courage and kindness. We know that, and reason. And when we're not, when we get upset and we get angry and we're unreasonable and we're all of that, we don't feel right about ourselves because we somehow, but then what do? We blame others. Well, it's my kid's fault. It's my husband's fault. It's my boss's fault. It's, you see, so somehow we become disconnected from within. And the answer is not out in the world. Even if you were able to change everyone and make everyone nice and make the whole world pleasant, see, you would still be the same on the inside. You wouldn't have changed. So what you need is to change on the inside. You need a new attitude. Have you ever heard that expression? You need a new attitude. And how are you going to get a new attitude? Well, let's talk about it. It's very important. It's very, very important. So I'm going to devote this program to this very important topic. Okay? So that you can flow from within instead of reacting, becoming upset and nervous and guilty for that on the outside. So this program is going to be devoted to that. Let's begin with a question from a caller.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a college student, and I've heard you speak quite a bit about your meditation, and I'm wondering if you could tell me more about what the meditation is and what it does. Thank you. Bye.
Yes, thank you for the question. It dovetails nicely with today's topic, which is how to get back in touch with your own inner ground of good, and that's what the meditation is for. You see, I've discovered over these 26 years that people are way too upsettable, way too nervous, way too reactive. And you can just see it written all over them in their face, the stress in their face and how tense they are, because they're not flowing from within. Okay, so you need to flow from within. Instead of reacting to the outside, you flow from within. Okay? And that's what the meditation is for. Okay, what is the meditation? Well, it shows you how, in a very short order, in other words, in just a few minutes, it shows you how to become still in the present. Okay, still in the present. And when you are still in the present, then you can get back in touch with your inner ground. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Well, it is simple. It is simple. But people need the meditation, the special meditation that I have. You need it. Because without it, you find a great difficulty to become still and to learn to flow from within. Now, there are various reasons for it. I'm not going to go into all the reasons now, but I will just say this, that most people are lost in their thoughts. See, when you fail on when you react to the outside, when you become angry, irritable, nervous, impatient, etc., those are failures. See, you know that. Okay? But you're always blaming other people. Like I said, you blame your husband or you blame something. If I had more money, if I had a nicer house, if I had a better job, if I had less work, if my kids weren't bothering me all the time, if my husband were nicer, see? But what you have to understand is that your problem is not on the outside. It's because you become disconnected from the inside. So to refind it, you need a little help, because when we get disconnected from the inside because we're too reactive, when we react to the outside, then what happens is we don't want to see that we failed. See, we don't want to see that we failed. We don't want to become aware of it. We don't want to realize it. And so in order not to realize, we escape into our imagination, into the virtual reality of imagination and thinking. And it's a way of distraction, and it's a way of denying the truth that we failed. So the first thing you have to do is realize that you are reacting to the outside, and you are blaming others and resenting others. See, you have to realize that. And then you need a little help to get back in touch with your inner ground, so you can once again re-experience how to sit calmly and quietly in the present, without being lost in thoughts, without being lost in imagination, worrying about the past and daydreaming or scheming about the future. See, reliving the past, worrying about the future, or just escaping into texting or video games or something. You have to learn how to re-experience the present, the beauty in the present. And when I say the beauty in the present, I don't just mean nature. First of all, I mean the calmness in the present, the quietness, the peace in the present. Okay? You need to learn how to be able to sit in a chair and hear the birds sing, and notice the little sounds around you, and experience the presence, like being grounded, okay? And just being still. And that is how you get back in touch with your inner ground, your inner ground of good. Because now you're lost out in the world. You're lost out in all of your reacting. See, you react, you fail, you get lost in your imagination, and you react and fail again, get lost in your imagination, lost in worrying and planning and scheming and goal setting. You're endlessly rushing forward, and you're never sitting still in the present moment. So that's what you need to learn how to do. It's very important. Now, the meditation that I have is special because it's pure, okay? It doesn't include anything like visualizing. See, if you were to sit still and start chanting, for example, or if you were to sit still and start humming or start pray, you know, using words or something, then what you would do is you'd fall back into your hypnotic trance. See, where you're connected to something on the outside, where you're using something on the outside as a kind of an escape. If you escaped into your imagination, where you were dreaming of daydreaming of a lake or a waterfall or a beach on a tropical island, if you escaped into your imagination, then once again you would be escaping. Escaping from what? Escaping from truth. See, and in order to find God, there has to be a little truth involved. It has to be in truth. It has to be truth involved. See, you can't find God and be in denial. Because God sends His light, and what does His light do? It illuminates, it makes things clear, it brings insight, and understanding. See? And that is truth. So you need truth. So you can't be in denial. And the other thing is you need love, but right now you don't have love. You don't have love. All you have is a need. Okay? So you have false needs that came from being reactive and becoming nervous and irritable and upset and angry, and then you need something to on the outside, some artificial thing to calm you down, like a pill or a marijuana or some distraction or entertainment or, say, to calm yourself down. Those are artificial needs. What you need, what your true need is, underneath your true need. Augustine said it very well. Augustine said, "You have created us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they find rest in you." Okay? So you need to be able to find your calm center of dignity, become grounded, so you can flow from it. And I believe the meditation, and I know that the meditation is could be of great help to you. And so I have made for you a free meditation. You can find it at sheddingshackles.com or at talktoapastor.org. Free meditation. Got a comment or a question? Call my listener call-in line right now and leave a message on my voicemail. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. There's a beautiful passage in the Bible. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in all things, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Is that not beautiful? Wouldn't it be nice to know the peace of God, the peace from God? Wouldn't that be beautiful? Well, it's possible, you know. What is it now that keeps you from the peace of God? Well, I talked about such things before the break, and I said that it was anger, it was resentment, hostility, okay, unhappy memories. But what sustains the unhappy memories? What sustains those? Well, the glue that sustains them is actually resentment. And so again, you have to give that up. There's a lot of other things that you'll need to give up. But first, you must find the attachment. Remember, I said that detachment from the world, that's not a bad idea. But you can't just detach from the world without something else to attach to. And what you need to attach to is actually your Creator. Now, how do you find your Creator? Well, you know your Creator. God is a spirit. So you have to find him in the spirit. And a good way to start is to become still. See, God lives in the timeless dimension. He lives in, you could call it stillness. Okay? And from the stillness, from the timeless dimension, came forth time and movement and energy and matter and space. Okay? But you have to find Him, not in movement and not in matter and not in space, but in stillness. So perhaps you could learn to become still. Now, how do you do that? Well, that's what the meditation is for, a little meditation that I always talk about. You learn to go in a room and sit in a chair and experience the now present. Sit quietly, okay? And hear the sounds that are near you, the bird singing or a little computer hum, or hear whatever little sounds, sitting in the now present and becoming aware of your hands so they become tingly, a little bit tingly, delicately tingly and a little bit warm. And you close your eyes and you watch the little pixels on the inside of your eyelids. It's so simple. You just look at the inside of your eyelids. You'll see little pixels of light, little patterns of light. You just look at those. Now you're in the now present. Okay? And that's where you will find God. Now immediately, well, not immediately, but very soon, thoughts will try to snatch you away. Thoughts will try to snatch you away. So thoughts will rise. Your whole life you've been an escape artist. You have misused your body and misused your brain to escape. Your thoughts, well, they have comforted you, haven't they? They've been like a virtual little playground there where you imagine yourself being great and you have adventures and of romance and revenge. Romance and revenge, that's what your thoughts seem to turn around and like that, you see. And of course, trying to rearrange the past or planning and scheming for the future. And then when you keep messing up because you live in a virtual reality, you live in a fantasy land separated from reality. And so, of course, you're going to be make mistakes in reality because you're not connected. See, your intuition, see, wisdom, understanding. You know that's what people, they need love and understanding, don't they? Well, where does it come from? It comes from God. It comes from the timeless dimension. It comes, see, which becomes patience. See, when you find God, when you learn to be still, and you experience His presence in the present, then from Him will come love. And the love will flow into you. Okay, you will feel warm, and feel His love. And then His love becomes patience. Patience in your body, and your mind, and your nerves. And patience for other people. Patience for your wife and your husband, and patience for your kids. And patience for yourself. So if you want this patience, so you can be patient with other people, patient with your kids and your partner, and patient with yourself, then may I suggest you learn how to become still. As a matter of fact, I have a very nice little free meditation. You can practice the art of sitting still and refining the presence in the present, refining the stillness from God from which will come forth love and understanding, and in you it becomes patience.
I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there's a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I just wanted some answers.
I was so happy when I became born again, so excited to start my new life, and I seem to have fallen off track. I know that I've done that now a bunch off and on, and So my question really is how can I get back on track? And not just back on track, but do what I know in my heart that God is telling me to do and not get distracted.
My real question is, why can't I hear His word? Sometimes I can't hear His word, and I am explaining to Him and explaining and trying to tell Him my particular thing.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a college student. And I've heard you speak quite a bit about your meditation, and I'm wondering if you could tell me more about what the meditation is and what it does.
Actually, I'm asking to put out a prayer list, and if you would like to do that on the radio, that sign. We're losing everything, and my family is fighting, and I just need all the prayers that I can get right now. I'm just at my end's wits. I haven't lost faith in God, but I just want positivity in my life and no more negativity.
Good people looking for answers. And sometimes the answer is very simple. As simple as letting go of resentment and believing back into what you know in your heart. My name is Roland, and we're talking about happiness and joy and peace of mind and freedom. Remember I started talking about freedom? Would you like to find all of those? Well, I hope I've convinced you that your lack of those things in your life has something to do with your faulty way of reacting. Unfortunately, when you were a little child, you observed people, and they overreacted. They became angry, they became upset, they became excited, they yelled and screamed, and then they got bummed out, and they became depressed and miserable and unhappy and bitter, and you've seen all of that, see? But what you probably didn't have, or you may have had it, you may have known some people who were calm, patient. If you did, it was beautiful. Okay, and you liked that when you were a little child. You liked people that were patient and people who were calm. Okay, you liked it. But you need to find that for yourself now. You have to find it for yourself. Now remember I said that God lives in the timeless dimension. And from timelessness, see, from his stillness, from his love, when it flows into you, it becomes patience. When you experience his love, and you know that you have been forgiven, and you know that he is there, and you don't doubt it anymore, okay, then, and you experience his love in your being, you experience his warmth, okay. When you have been forgiven, then you can forgive others. Maybe it's hard for us to forgive others because they've been cruel and they've been mean. They've been vicious and they've been confusing. We find it hard to forgive them. But if you experience God's forgiveness for yourself, haven't you become cruel? Haven't you been vicious? Haven't you been angry and resentful? Haven't you been phony? See, when you begin to experience God's forgiveness, then you can forgive others. You'll see that they weren't deliberately being cruel or phony or mean. They were lost. They hadn't found the answer either. They were separate from their Creator. They didn't have peace of mind. All they ever knew was pressure, pressure, pressure. So now you can forgive them. You have been forgiven. Now you can forgive others. Okay? Then you will know. You will also know forgiveness for yourself. You'll be able to forgive yourself. See how beautiful it is? So, would you please find the stillness with the help of my little meditation? It really, really is helpful. Not just any meditation. Please understand that not just any meditation will do, because most meditations are just more of the same of what is, you know, like little kids. You know, if one scoop of ice cream is good, then two is better. That's the way little kids, that's the way the ego looks at things. If one cigarette is good, then two cigarettes is better. If one piece of chocolate is good, then five pieces of chocolate is really, really good. See, that's the way our ego is. Okay, so you just have to see that. It's kind of childish. Okay? So what you have to see is that more of the same, more visualization, more lost in fantasy, more trying to give yourself peace of mind. See, your ego can't give itself peace of mind. Your ego can't save itself. When you go floating off, you know, with visualizations and mantras and chanting and music and so on, you float away with those, it's just something else that's saving you from salvation. Those things save you from salvation. They keep you from, see, becoming still in God's presence and experience his truth, his love. See? So You need a meditation that helps you do that. And fortunately, it's very simple. One of the things I love about some of the Christian mystics, especially a nice lady like Madame Guyon, very beautiful lady, lived in France in the 1700s. She wrote some spiritual classics. She said that this way, this inner way of stillness, is available to anyone. You don't have to go study, and you don't even have to be smart. It's available for anyone. So give this little meditation a try, would you please? I think you'll be glad when you do. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Did you hear something on today's program that you liked or that moved you? Why don't you call my listener call-in line? You can call anytime, 24/7, leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages. Some of the calls even find their way on the air. If you'd like to give me a call and leave a message on my voicemail, or a question, or a comment, here's the number to call. You can call anytime. In fact, you can call right now. The number to call is 510-455-8851. Once again, that's 510-455-8851. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things, with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of mind, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Make that a reality in your life. Make it happen, would you please? Try the meditation. My name is Roland. I hope you enjoyed today's program. I certainly did. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.